Congratulations to our fiber and or oil crop production proficiency winner from the state of Minnesota representing KMS FFA chapter, Elizabeth Wiltz. Elizabeth, tell me a little bit about your proficiency.
In 2011, I first started renting my own land, 10 acres, to grow soybeans. And from there, I've grown to, in 2013, to 20 acres, and then in 2015, to 40 acres. With this, my specialty areas where I've grown are in my business aspects, where I learn to forward, hedge, and market my soybean crop so that I can sell at a high market price. Along with the agronomic side of thing, I've learned many different ways to discover the best seed variety for my soil productivity, as well as find areas where I can improve my soil by applying soy green for the low iron areas. Learning about the agronomics of soybean production, for me, the past 5 years has been huge, and all the relationships I've built between loan officers, agronomists, seed dealers, and many other important individuals has been huge in my life. I am a student at the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities, and I'm studying agronomy and communications. So I definitely see this path in my interest as farming as well as working in the industry.
Elizabeth, how'd you get your start in this area raising soybeans and beginning renting that land?
So my dad and my mom, they have their own farm, a corn and soybean farm. And it was something that I wasn't necessarily interested in for the agriculture part, but more the learning how to take out a loan, how to do business balance sheets, etc. And so that's how I got started with these 10 acres. And I have a corn rotation in between my soybeans. So from there, I just grew. And then all of a sudden, I had the opportunity to expand, double my acreage. So I took that. And that's how it's been ever since. And I've learned a lot more about agronomics than I thought I would. I thought it was just going to be a business thing, but yeah.
You've talked about a lot of things that you've learned. What's the biggest thing you've learned and something that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life?
My big emphasis is marketing. I have to sell my soybeans right away because I don't have any storage availability. So how I market, instead of selling my soybeans right when they come out of the field, I have to forward hedge and sell them months prior to when they come out of the ground. Because of this, I can sell them for a much higher market price than the local harvest price. So that's my main emphasis, is taking out those forward hedges and being able to sell while the prices are high.
Thinking back throughout your entire SAE, what is something that a challenge that you faced, and how did you overcome that challenge?
One challenge I have that was a huge obstacle is the land that I rent has something called IDC, iron chlorosis deficiency, and growing soybeans with low iron soil is something that's very difficult and challenging for high yields. So some ways I can work with this is to meet with my seed dealer, and I discovered a very good seed variety, DeKalb 1733, which treats iron chlorosis deficiency very well. As other ways that I've implemented this or solve this problem is to plant or apply soy green on top of the beans when they get planted, which is just an iron supplement. Because of these solutions, I've been able to fix my issue. That field is still low in iron, but the yields are much higher than if they were not solved.
Looking at the future of your farming operation, is there hope to expand in the near future?
Definitely. This past May, I took the first step and I bought 40 acres along with the renting of 40 acres. So my crop this year is now 80 acres. Because of this, I'm looking into somehow merge my family farm together between my sisters, my dad, and I, which will be a ways in the future. But it's a big step, and I will definitely continue with my soybean production.
Thinking back throughout not just this process of the applying for the proficiency, but all the way back to day one, it obviously took some people to help you. Is anybody you want to thank or give a shout out to?
Yeah, I really want to give a big shout out to my parents, Harmon and Gina. They've been with me all 19 years, but especially these last five with my SAE. Along with their opportunities, I also want to give a huge shout out to my FFA advisor, Krista Williamson. She's done amazing things not only for me, but for my chapter and my region and state. And without her, I definitely would not have gotten this far and not have had this opportunity. And along with that, there's so many great people that I've worked with within the industry, within my school, and everything. So shout out to them.
Once again, congratulations to the 2016 Fiber and/or Oil Crop Production Proficiency Award winner, sponsored by Bungie North America, from the state of Minnesota, Elizabeth Wiltz, representing the KMS FFA chapter. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.